everybody, and thank you very much for joining me here for another hour and another edition of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to call upon one of our favorite guests. He's an esteemed automotive journalist and the publisher of the DetroitBureau.com. Paul Eisenstein will be joining us live from the Motor City, and we're going to be talking about everything that's been happening over the past few days and the past few weeks in the automotive world, and look ahead to some big events that are going to be happening in the next few weeks. Telephone-wise, if you have a question, we've got a number. It's 855-660-4261. From anywhere in North America, 855-660-4261, or via the email anytime, and that's 24/7. You can reach me at bob@boblongradio.com. Right now, let's welcome esteemed automotive journalist, member of the North American Car and Truck of the Year jury, frequent contributor to NPR Radio, and frequent contributor to Auto World Radio, Paul Eisenstein. Thanks so much, Paul, for your time. How are you doing?
Hey, good, Bob. I'm sitting here trying to fix a computer in between segments, but other than that, doing great.
Yeah, that is always a... an interesting dilemma. We're so dependent on computers these days, and certainly when you look at the automakers, most people would be astonished to learn that the average vehicle today has more computing power than what landed on the moon back in the late 60s.
So does your iPhone, by the way.
Oh, wow. That's scary. Well, let's talk about... It is kind of scary. You're right. Let's talk about some of the big stories as the month of October wraps up with some good news. People are still buying cars despite some shutdowns. Tell us a little bit about the October sales figures.
Yeah, the numbers were pretty good. There was a lot of worry going into the month. You know, John Krafcik, I believe he's been on this show more than a few times.
Mm-hmm.
He's the head of Hyundai Motor America, for those who aren't familiar with his name. And he was warning that there might be as much as a 10% drop in October sales were the government shutdown to continue for more than, as it did, about, 16 days, I believe, was the final total.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems like people rushed to the showrooms once they realized that the U.S. economy wasn't going to default and that the U.S. Government was reopening. So that's the good news. We definitely did see a bit of an impact from the shutdown. Who knows how good a month it could have been. And the industry really needed that because September was a bit of a problem, as you recall. Sales did really tank in September, but it's much to do with the peculiarities of how the industry's sales calendar worked as much as any real slowdown in new car sales. The good news, Bob, is that the market seems to be booming. In fact, one of the great curiosities is the auto industry tends to catch pneumonia when the U.S. economy gets a cold. Well, in this case, it seems like the auto industry is doing some real bulking up. It's doing a lot of weightlifting while the economy seems to be having trouble picking up, those little bars. The economy's been the 98-pound weakling this time.
Let's talk about some other things that are happening as far as events. This is the busy season about to unfold here, at least in the month of November. We've got lots of things on the agenda. The SEMA show out in Las Vegas will be happening, kicking off on Tuesday. We've got the Tokyo Motor Show not that far off, and then, of course, the Los Angeles International Auto Show. It's interesting that so many of the automakers have already leaked information about what they'll be showing at the SEMA show. This continues to be a trend in the automotive world.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? In the old days, you used to have to actually wait for an event to find out about that event. Not anymore. It seems that these days, automakers just love to tell people all the stuff that's happening ahead of time. And I guess I understand it. The the world of automotive media has changed dramatically. First of all, there's a lot more of us out there with all those little websites, a lot of people operating out of mommy's basement and filing and putting up blogs. It's very different from the old days. So they want to reach more folks. And there's a lot more competition. It used to be you'd go to SEMA, there'd be a lot of stories about crate engines and about really cool accessories and the like. These days, manufacturers go to SEMA, as they do to so many other things, hoping to get the word out, hoping to find an unusual place where they can beat the competition. And the competition to get news out is intense. So we're also seeing the makers launch products in unusual places.
Mm-hmm.
SEMA tends to have a lot of really cool specialty vehicles, these off-the-wall custom models. Like, for example, Hyundai is working with one particular partner on a 1,000-horsepower Genesis Coupe.
Wow.
I can't even imagine what that must be like. But Honda, not only will it have the usual SEMA hot rods and the like, but it's also going to be introducing an updated version of some of its Civic models. It's going to be doing a mainstream product at SEMA rather than, say, waiting for L.A.
Yeah, this is a trend that we've seen in the last few years with a number of automakers doing the same thing. This is the place that the Ford Raptor, the SVT Raptor, was unveiled a number of years back, and there have been many others debuting at the SEMA, and even the Consumer Electronics Show has had a couple of debuts of electric vehicles concurrently with the Detroit Auto Show. So
Exactly. You're just seeing a lot more things revealed in unusual places. Manufacturers are just looking for the opportunity. You have trucks now. They get previewed down in the Texas State Fair. In the days when the only time you had a preview was at one of the auto shows, is pretty much gone. They're still important, and you'll see what they're saying, 30-plus new vehicles in L.A., and I think the latest I got from the Detroit show says they're up to 40 or 50 new products, and who knows how many in Tokyo. But manufacturers are looking for every opportunity they can now to bring out something and get a little opportunity to get ahead.
Let's talk about one of the vehicles that you're shining the spotlight on at the DetroitBureau.com that will debut in Los Angeles. Acura is going to be debuting the RXL Sport Hybrid with super handling all-wheel drive and a version of the three-motor hybrid system that will also power the Halo flagship sports car, the NSX, when it returns.
Yeah, this is real interesting. L.A. will see this new hybrid system. Honda, you recall, Bob, came out, actually beat Toyota into the U.S. market with the original first-generation Insight, that little aluminum two-seater. That vehicle never really clicked. It was an oddball vehicle, quirky-looking. It was distinctive, so people knew you were driving something special, something green. But it was a two-seater, and it had the IMA, very, very niche hybrid powertrain that Honda came up with. It didn't do things like drive an electric-only mode, even for a short distance, and it never clicked. Honda stuck with the IMA for a long time, but now they're bringing out three different types of hybrid drivetrains. You've got a single-motor, very inexpensive hybrid system, which we've seen, for example, in the new Civic. They've got a two-motor system, which we reviewed on thedetroitbureau.com just recently, in the new Accord Hybrid. And now comes the three-motor system, and this is as much about performance as it is about fuel economy. I think you're aware, Bob, that while everybody thinks of electric as green, it doesn't have to be.
That's so true. When we come back,
let's talk about that. Yeah.
Yeah. When we come back on the other side, we'll talk about electric green supercars and much more with Paul Eisenstein.
Chances are you'll find somewhere on your road tonight. Seems I always end up driving by.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hear that? Oh, that's the sound of somebody buying the car of their dreams. Oh, and that's the sound of it making its way off the auction block and straight onto the loading liftgate of a Reliable Carrier's trailer. Now we see the reliable driver taking over. He's slipping a plastic cover over the seat, putting paper floor mats on the floor. Now he's loading it onto this 53-foot trailer. You know, the contents of this trailer are covered by a $5 million insurance policy and tracked by a GPS satellite at all times. Now, he appears to be ratcheting it firmly into place, checking it over, closing the doors. This kind of care is why Reliable Carriers is America's largest fleet of specialty vehicle carriers. He's in the tractor, ready to deliver this vehicle to its new home. And he's looking at me, wondering why I'm standing in the way of his big orange truck. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. This is Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPAC 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
We're back. We're live all across North America on great radio stations like the Information Station, AM 800, CKLW, Windsor, Ontario, Detroit, Michigan. Speaking of Detroit, Michigan, joining us live from the Motor City is one of the best guys in the automotive journalist world. He's esteemed automotive journalist Paul Eisenstein, publisher of the DetroitBureau.com. And before the break, we were talking about an upcoming unveil at the Los Angeles Auto Show involving Acura debuting a version of a three-motor hybrid system. And Paul was bringing up the point that lots of people think that hybrids are just for fuel economy, but Paul, certainly with this vehicle, the upcoming NSX, and of course a number of other vehicles that are scheduled to go into production soon, Porsche with their 918 Spyder, as well as the Ferrari LaFerrari, and a vehicle also from the folks at McLaren. All these vehicles are utilizing hybrid technology in one way or another.
Yeah, and you'll find that all of them will get some improved mileage out of the hybrid technology. The surprising number out of the LaFerrari and the Porsche, people wouldn't expect these numbers out of supercars. But at the same time, the hybrid system kicks in. One of the things that a hybrid system can do is add launch torque. This is where electric gets really, really cool, Bob. Normally, a gasoline engine has to accelerate. You have to wait until the engine starts getting some RPMs before you get your peak torque. Well, the curious thing about an electric motor is it generates maximum torque the moment it starts spinning. In other words, the moment it fires up, bang, that's got a, if it's 100 foot-pounds coming out of that electric motor, guess what? It's 100 foot-pounds the moment it starts spinning. And so you can wind up using an electric motor essentially as an electric supercharger. And that's what they're going to be doing in this new system from Acura. It's got this awkward, awkward name. Unfortunately, Acura just seems to have a naming issue. It's called, well, let me see if I get it right. It's the Acura RLX Super Hybrid SHAWD. Thank you very much. I'll try to remember that. But here's a key thing. The three-motor hybrid system in the RLX and going into the MDX has the gas engine and a single electric motor up front. And then you've got two motors driving the rear wheels. Now, you can do torque vectoring, another really cool thing. Remember, all-wheel drive tends to push you through a corner. And that's why some performance people don't like it. You have to fight it going into a corner. Some of the newest technology, you find it on some of the Audis and all, use torque vectoring, where you reduce torque to the inside wheel in a turn, and you increase torque to the outside wheel. But you do that with a Rube Goldberg bunch of, you know, using brakes and things like that. With an electric, conceivably, you can actually send more electric current to the motor on the outside wheel. And that's how they're going to do it with this three-mode system, this three-motor hybrid, when they put it in the NSX. They're going to reverse it. The mid-engine layout, the gas engine will drive the rear axle along with one electric motor. And two electric motors will be up front, one for each wheel. So what happens? The NSX will go into a corner, and you'll actually reduce the amount of current that you put to the inside wheel and increase the current going to the outer wheel. So that car will actually steer through a corner on top of whatever input you give on the steering wheel.
Very interesting. Amazing technology, Paul, when you stop to think about it. And this is an application that we're going to see more and more of with vehicles mixing in hybrid and electric technology.
Exactly.
To give more performance. Let's talk a little bit about a motor show that I've never been to, and I know you've been there many, many times. It's always fun, certainly, to check out the wild and wacky happenings at the Tokyo Motor Show. And you've got a great picture up on the DetroitBureau.com right now of a very unusual Daihatsu. I don't know how to describe it, Paul. It looks a little like a phone booth, the meets, I don't know what.
I'll tell you what, it's a long way to Tokyo, and sometimes you wonder why you're going, and then you spend a little time looking at the wacky mobiles that come up. That's the thing that has always been one of the great draws for Tokyo. I mean, I have seen some of the strangest concepts ever at the show in the almost 20 years that I've been going now, actually more than 20. And we do have, as you say, on the DetroitBureau.com, we have a story titled Tokyo Motor Show, likely to be as wacky as ever. And it will be. Well, the first picture you have, the very first image, is of the Daihatsu FC deck. They actually use a symbol In the name, which I can't pronounce. It's sort of like, remember when Prince went by a symbol instead of his name? Well, that's what this is, except it looks like somebody's extending the middle finger. I don't know what that means in Japanese, but but yeah, and there'll be a bunch of others. I guarantee you we're going to see some other real weird ones at Tokyo. And I put together a story, this is my piece, that I put together that talks about some of the other wacky mobiles over the years. For example, there was the Toyota Fun 7, a concept that was not only reconfigurable inside, but the body panels were reconfigurable. And we have one shot of it where it looked like you look at it and it looks like it's clouds. The car looks like clouds, moving clouds, by the way. There was another concept that Toyota came up with a few years ago that looks sort of somewhere between a scooter, a wheelchair, and a vending machine.
Mm-hmm.
And literally the people would be dispensed when you got out. It was a one-seater, and it would dispense you almost as if you were a pack of gum coming out of a vending machine. You know, they have those all over Tokyo. Bizarre. Carlos Ghosn introduced one that looked almost retro, this was a few years back, called the Nissan G2. Mm-hmm. And if you look at the picture, you'll see that it has these LED strips that run basically from the bumper all the way back to the passenger compartment. One of my favorites is another one that we have on this called the Fuyajo, which I think translates into Fuja. And they called it, Honda called it, a rolling phone booth. It was designed to be a party space for young motorists. I'm not quite sure I like the idea of having people partying when they're driving down the street, but maybe, you know, someday when they're autonomous, it makes sense. But, and then, of course, one of my favorites is the Mazda Takai. Taiki, I guess they pronounced it, which looks somewhere between something you'd expect out of Star Wars meets a manta ray at the Monterey Aquarium. A very strange vehicle. And a curious thing was, it introduced us to some of the basic design language that you're now seeing on vehicles like the Mazda 6 and the Mazda 3.
Very true.
So not everything at Tokyo is completely off the wall, but there's a lot, and it's part of the fun of that show. So I hope folks will check it out, because I think they're going to love the pictures we have.
Oh, absolutely. Let's talk about, speaking of Nissan, Carlos Ghosn made some news recently with some management shakeups. When we come back on the other side, we'll talk about that with Paul and invite your questions via the email, bob@autoworldradio.com, or via the telephone at 855-660-4261. This is Auto World, live across North America. Don't go away.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Want to make your vehicle last longer than normal? Well, listen to this. Exato's amazing atomic metal conditioners repairs and protects worn friction parts utilizing ceramic nanotechnology in engines, transmissions, differentials, power steering pumps, and fuel pumps. Good for gas or diesel, new or used. If you want better fuel economy, better performance, smoother shifting, better steering response, and most importantly, to have your car's main parts last 2 to 4 times longer, than you need Exato. One treatment lasts for 60,000 miles. Call 888-787-9236 or visit www.xado.us. Do it right now. That's 888-787-9236 or www.xado.us.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. Hemp U.S. USA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at hempusa.org.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there. I'm telling you.
We are back, and we are live. We thank you so much for joining us. If it's your first time catching this show, we welcome you with open arms. If you're a regular listener, we thank you very much, and we thank all the great radio stations across North America that have been taking this show in various day parts. Over the past 20 years, I've been doing this show, expanded it just this past year to take up the radio stations that used to carry a couple of other shows that I used to do, Motor Trend Radio and Motor News Weekly. So if you're used to hearing me say either one of those two, it is now all under the umbrella of Auto World. Paul Eisenstein is with us. He is an esteemed automotive journalist, publisher of the DetroitBureau.com. You can check it out online. And Paul, before we talk about Carlos Ghosn and some of the shakeups going on within Nissan, why don't you take this opportunity to tell all the folks about all the cool stuff that they can get by subscribing to your newsletters and such at thedetroitbureau.com.
Well, thanks, Bob. It's the place to go, whatever your interest in the auto industry is. You may be an industry insider, just a gearhead, or just somebody simply trying to figure out what's the best car to buy or how to sell the car you already have. TheDetroitBureau.com is a breaking news source and your source for reliable backup information. And you can plug in for free. The site is free, and so are a whole bunch of newsletters that we put out. You can get alerts every time we put up a story, if you'd like, or just get a weekly, a daily, or even a monthly update. We also have RSS feeds. We have Twitter feeds. So anything you want, you can come on and subscribe or just go to the site, thedetroitbureau.com. Again, everything is free.
Perfect. Let's talk about Carlos Ghosn, the CEO of Nissan. Yeah, he recently came out with a statement about the forecast for sales not being as expected, and also a realignment of some of his management team. Tell us more, Paul.
Yeah, the big surprise over at Nissan, I was in Japan not all that long ago with Nissan, and by a guy by the name of Shiga-san was seemingly the guy set to take over when Carlos retired, or at least cut back. Bob, you and many of the listeners will know that Carlos Ghosn is one of the busiest people in the industry. He's CEO not only of Nissan, but also of its alliance partner over in France, Renault. So he's running back and forth constantly. I can't keep up with that man. I travel 300,000 miles a year. But the reality is that sometimes the best laid plans go astray, and that's what happened here. Nissan did post a very modest increase in its earnings for the last quarter, but nowhere near what it had expected. And apparently, some folks are getting the blame, and they are, well, they're calling it rejuvenating the management team, but Shiga-san has been moved up to a largely ceremonial position as vice chairman. They've created three new chief operating officer positions, which is rather interesting. And the big thing is, what shocked everybody, was that they are reducing their profit predictions for the year. You know, this is a year when things are a little tough in the industry, and Nissan right now is saying it's going to be especially tough for us.
Our telephone number is 855-660-4261, or you can reach out via the email bob@autoworldradio.com is the easiest one to remember, bob@autoworldradio.com. Got a question here from Mark, who is in Illinois. He wants to know if Paul has the latest on the upcoming replacement for the Mustang, the 2015 Ford Mustang. When will it be introduced? He thought it was going to be introduced this spring, but it's now on the cover of Car and Driver magazine. Has something changed? Paul, what's the latest for the Mustang?
Yeah, Bob, it does appear that they are going to launch it a little bit earlier, introduce it a little bit earlier. And we're getting very mixed signals about exactly what's going on with this. I actually saw one rolling down Woodward Avenue just recently. It was a heavily, heavily camouflaged vehicle. The only thing I could really see that was new were the front lights with the LED bars. Gee, isn't that funny? Everybody's going with little LED accent lights, even Mustang now.
Yeah.
And it looks pretty cool. Again, it was so heavily disguised. I was driving. I was not going to risk a wreck by pulling out my camera phone. I wish I had. But the Mustang's formal official date of intro appears to still be looking like it'll be at the New York Auto Show next year. Remember, that'll mark the actual 50th anniversary of the launch at the New York World's Fair back in 1964. And I was actually just old enough to remember that. Didn't go, but I remember reading about it when I was, 11 years old at the time. And I'm an old fart, technically. And so they still want to honor that with the introduction. But it looks like we're going to get a look at it a bit earlier than anybody had expected.
Interesting. Ever-changing, this automotive world. And certainly, as we talked about a little bit earlier, the social media and other aspects have really changed the way the automakers are treating journalists and also doing launches. There have been a couple of vehicles that have actually been launched using Facebook. I know the Ford Explorer was launched that way, Paul.
Yeah, a lot of makers are. Well, it gets back to what we said earlier, Bob. Everybody's trying to figure out a way to get across, not only just to stand out in an incredibly crowded market. What are there, 250 or so different unique vehicles, nameplates, and then when you add in, you know, the variants, the SVs and the SXs and the Limiteds and everything else, it goes up to something like 800 different products on the road today. It's absolutely crazy. So what manufacturers are doing, they're just trying to find any way possible to stand out from the crowd. And Facebook launches, we've had those. We're seeing some at SEMA, as we mentioned earlier. You're going to be seeing previews in L.A., but they're going to show it everywhere they can, and sometimes they're going to have three and four launches. We saw, for example, the El Mirage, which, by the way, we need to talk about. I don't know how close we are to a break, but if nothing else, let's follow up and talk about Cadillac. Big news.
Yeah,
but the El Mirage was introduced. introduced it to Pebble Beach Concours, and again, we saw it a couple places following that. So some of these products are being introduced in places you never would have expected before.
So true, Paul. We have some time right now. Let's talk about the El Mirage. What a beautiful vehicle.
Yeah, I was lucky enough. Oh, by the way, I agreed to an embargo to get into something early, so I can't go into great detail, but you want to guess what I drove the other day?
Did you happen to drive that particular concept vehicle?
No, I didn't drive the El Mirage. And for those who aren't familiar with it, this is a gorgeous, gorgeous coupe vehicle will likely be the new flagship for Cadillac. They've been debating for years. Should they go for a sedan? Should they go for this, that, or the other thing? And the El Mirage has gotten such great reception that looks like it's going to be their breakthrough product. That is going to almost certainly be their flagship. They are now preparing a business model. They have a bunch of work to do. It's not a guarantee, but it looks like it's going to happen, and I wouldn't be surprised if it happens fairly soon. I wouldn't be surprised to see that thing in production if they get the go-ahead within about 3 years. The car I drove, by the way, was the ELR, plug-in hybrid.
Mm-hmm.
And here's some breaking news, Bob. They are talking. Bob Ferguson, the head of Cadillac, told me at lunch the other day that we may see a whole range of electrified offerings from Cadillac. They are serious about this. You may have recalled, just about 2 months ago, the CEO and chairman of the company, Mr. Ackerson, Dan Ackerson, said that they need to take on Tesla, and Cadillac's the brand to do it. Well, they're moving forward on this, and don't be surprised within the next 3 to 4 years to see several battery cars, whether they be plug-ins or full battery electric vehicles, from Cadillac.
Well, that's great that you got the opportunity to drive the ELR. We can't wait to hear your complete driving impressions once you can. When we come back on the other side, let's talk about some unusual stuff. How about folks naming their vehicles? There's actually a contest going on about that.
Absolutely.
And much more straight ahead right here on Auto World.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Auto World Radio host Bob Long with a simple reminder for you. Don't forget to subscribe to the free podcast for the Automotive Radio Network at the iTunes Music Store. Automotive Radio Network delivers the world's finest automotive news, information, and entertainment. Plus, a lot of really cool stuff there, including some retro automotive commercials. It's all 100% free and available at the iTunes Music Store. Auto World Radio is brought to you in part by 21st Century Insurance. Visit www.21st.com and by the Busted Knuckle Garage. Unique automotive and motorcycle gifts for everyone. Call 888-708-0897 Monday through Friday, 9 to 4 Mountain Time, or log on anytime to BustedKnuckleGarage.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000. Square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We live in a complicated society.
Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod?
We're back. Thank you so much for joining us here on Auto World. My name is Bob Long, along with esteemed automotive journalist Paul Eisenstein, publisher of the DetroitBureau.com. And Paul, a little bit early last week, I really got a huge kick out of a story that you had up about an insurance company with a contest about people naming their vehicles. And, of course, over the years, you've had some great contests, too, including the wacky sign contest. But this one was very interesting about people naming their cars. It's quite common.
Yeah, actually, the results of this nationwide survey, if I recall, I'm just trying to pull it up on screen right now, Bob. If I remember correctly, they came up with the figure that something like one out of four Americans name their car. Yeah, here we go. Some of the favorites that I found on there were Amanda, it was Pipsqueak, and of course the Blue Bomber. You know, it's quite intriguing what people come up with. I have to admit, I did name some of my early cars. One I can't say on family radio, but there was Smedley. His license plate was SMD, and I found out only recently that I must have had just something stuck in the back of my mind. Somebody told me that the dog in one of the old cartoons, not Smedley Whiplash, but some other character had a dog named Smedley. So I guess that was a real name. But people name their cars. Women name them more than men. Young people name them more than older folks. And what's interesting is that men tend to name their vehicles mostly after famous characters, movie characters or historical figures. Remember the General Lee?
Of course.
Of course, yeah. So, yeah, people do name their cars. I'd be curious. I'd love to find out if some of your listeners can talk about some of the wild names that they may have come up with.
That's a great idea. We'd love folks to call in right now because we're live here at 855-660-4261 or shoot me an email. I can collect them throughout the week, bob@autoworldradio.com. Paul, let's talk about some other interesting happenings in the world of automobiles. Interesting product from Subaru, I understand, is going to be making a debut in Tokyo. What can you tell us about this particular sport tourer?
Yeah, they have a couple of different things. It's going to be a big year for the folks over at Subaru, it seems, in Tokyo. Among other things, we're going to be seeing the Lavorg, one of the worst names I have heard in a long time. Speaking about names, the Lavorg. I don't know if I want to name that, give that name to my car. But they also have a couple of cross tours, one of which will be a small model, one will be a little bit bigger, and the Cross 7. We think is going to be the replacement for the very unloved Subaru Tribeca, one of the few vehicles they've had in recent years, and it's just been an absolute failure. And they need to come up with something new, and I guess we're going to get a good look at what's coming at this upcoming Tokyo Motor Show.
Yeah, lots of interesting things going on, including right in the Motor City, where Chrysler has announced, their CEO has announced that they want an IPO ready by year's end. This is a big story.
Yeah, well, it's been an on and off again story. You'll recall that when Fiat first came in and took its stake in Chrysler way, way back in 2009 after they emerged from bankruptcy, there was a lot of talk about doing a Chrysler IPO back then, and then that sort of vanished. People just stopped talking about it, and we thought, maybe it's going to go away. In fact, Sergio Marchionne, who, like Mr. Ghosn, runs two companies. He runs both Chrysler and Fiat. He really didn't want the IPO because what he would prefer to have happen is to just simply have Fiat take over Chrysler. The problem is that there's a dispute over the remaining 41% of shares that Fiat doesn't own. It's owned by a union health care trust that is saying that, no, we're not going to give it to you for essentially nothing. Fiat thought it was going to get it on the cheap, but Chrysler is doing so well these days that stock is worth a lot of money. So it appears they're going to take it public, and I expect at some point Fiat will slowly start to buy back those shares. Eventually it will take complete control of Chrysler.
And it's very interesting to see how the Chrysler brand has done over the last few years. And an interesting story, too, that I know we've touched on in the past. I mean, here's Fiat, a company not known exactly for financial stability, and it's kind of ironic that Chrysler was really the one to turn around and save its parent company.
Yeah, isn't it bizarre? Chrysler had a very good earnings report this year. This last week, it was a week where we saw GM earnings tumble by, roughly half. Chrysler was up about 22%. Fiat was also up, but only because of its stake in Chrysler. If they didn't have Chrysler to count on, they would have gone deep, deep, deep into the red. So it's nice to see that Chrysler, after all of its troubles, is starting to be a very strong performing company.
Absolutely. It's great to see that. And it's also great to see some additional stories coming out of the Motor City with looks like a lot of the automotive first-tier suppliers are bouncing back. Certainly the sales of automobiles this past month and throughout this year being on track to hit the 15 million mark, that's going to be helping a lot of the infrastructure surrounding Detroit.
Oh, yeah, there's no question. And not just Detroit, but it's helping the infrastructure. Suppliers all over the United States are starting to do real well. If anything, the big challenge for these suppliers right now is, after cutting so many jobs and cutting so many of their plants during the downturn, now they have to start adding again. And here's the thing, Bob. Everybody is trying to learn the lesson from the last recession. We had so much excess capacity in North America that suppliers were putting out record amounts of parts and losing money. Ford, GM, Chrysler, they hit their peak in the beginning of the last decade, and they were barely making money. In some cases, were in the red, making more cars than ever. So the manufacturers and the suppliers don't want to start just building new factories only to get hit the next time there's an economic downturn. So it's going to be an interesting struggle. In some cases, what you're going to see are car makers and car suppliers saying, thanks, yeah, we know we could sell you more product, but we're not going to, because we're not going to add another factory.
Hmm. interesting. Another interesting story to watch is the story of Tesla, and I know we've talked about that before, but yet another fire recently, this one occurring in Mexico, but you reported last week that a new battery deal could really boost Tesla production, so that could really have a very positive effect on this company.
Yeah, very definitely. They get their batteries from Panasonic, and they just did a deal to significantly increase the number of batteries they're going to get. How do you read Tesla? I don't know. I think a growing number of analysts are saying that the euphoria that drove their stock price up to, you know, Apple sort of levels, nearly $200 a share, that was probably a little bit of fantasy. It just doesn't make an awful lot of sense to be pricing the stock at that level, according to senior analysts, and there's a number of them now that say this. That said, Tesla is doing quite well, and if this doesn't turn out to be more of a problem with these batteries catching fire, two, you know what? There are so many fires every year in automobiles. It's, what, 100-something thousand automobile fires in the United States. You can't make a trend out of two. You'll be watching, we will be watching closely to make sure that this isn't something occurring regularly. But if it doesn't, I think Tesla's going to recover from this just fine, at least on the sales front. But I think the stock may come down to more rational levels.
Another interesting sidebar with Tesla is that the Model S seems to be the new it car in affluent places here in North America, according to vehicle registrations. This is not unlike what we saw with the Prius a number of years back with movie stars driving this vehicle. Certainly, if you've been to California recently, and both you and I have, you do see a lot of these vehicles on the road.
Oh, Bob, you nailed it. It is exactly like the Prius, particularly in California, where, you know, trends tend to develop. You have a lot of folks there who just want to be seen as green. And, yeah, they put up with the Prius. And I'll be honest, I just don't particularly think that the Prius is all that impressive a vehicle. It is impressive from its technology. There's no question about it. But in terms of driving the car, I mean, if you had another vehicle that said green and offered you all the other features, which would you rather drive? Well, that's what a lot of the folks who have money are saying. Fisker was hoping to tap into that. Of course, that failed. But I think that Tesla is really connecting with people who say, I'll spend what it takes to look green.
Well, that's going to do it. Thank you so much, Paul, for joining us here on this hour of Auto World.
Great to be with you, Bob. I'm sure we'll get you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Not all protein powders are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass pasture raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life-building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps lose body fat, supports excellent blood sugar levels, excellent for building muscle, increases in energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, energy for exercise and recovery. Who's it for? Anyone wanting to feel healthy and have energy. Busy people, office workers, growing children, students, teachers, seniors, people recovering from illness, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.